everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. I want to say hello to everybody listening on our newest station, 1140 AM KHFX in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as everywhere else around the country and the world. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook at Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. I'm on Facebook as Unsolicited Opinion. You can find me on Twitter as well as Maggie_in_USA. Listen, if you want to advertise your business or service on this network, then get in contact with us. 800-724-2719 is the number, 800-724-2719. You can make a donation as well if you'd like to help us redistribute the truth, because, listen, the jokers like Jeffrey and Milt at General Electric, they're not interested in putting their advertising dollars on a network that actually tells the truth, because that's not what they're about. 800-724-2719 is our number. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. RepublicBroadcasting.org is our website. Listen, everybody, you know, Janet, my guest, Janet Phelan, had to go, and I've mentioned this to her when she was on before, because I don't know, what good it's going to do, but I do know that the globalists are in control of what's going on, so you can go and talk about the U.S. is doing this, doing that, but I'm sure there's a lot of other nations, and we already know that. They're all working in unison, because I've got an article here that actually is posted up on RBN. I think I read it off RBN, I'm pretty sure. From 7 billion people to 500 million, the sick population control agenda of the global elite. So as you had mentioned, Werner, water, foodborne, drug, airborne, whatever way they think of to dispense their killing machine or killing drugs or killing pathogens or killing whatever, genetically modified, whatever they dream up. I don't think it's going to be just directed at one group. I think their goal is to direct it at, 7 billion down to 500 million would be 6.5 billion people. So, you know, that includes all kinds of people is in that mix. You know, we have talked consistently on this station and consistently on this show anyway about UN Agenda 21, also known as Sustainable Development, also known as Local Agenda 21, Comprehensive Planning. It's known as a lot of different things. It rears its ugly head, but the outcome is the same. No matter what it's called, the outcome is the same. And one of their plans, for people just tuning in who've never heard of it before, it truly is to decrease the world's population by 85%. And this article that you can find up on Republic Broadcasting, from 7 billion people to 500 million, the sick population control agenda of the global elite. And in this article, if you want to go and read it, and I'm going to read a few excerpts from it, clearly spells out and repeats the words from some of the leaders in this so-called movement, if you want to call it that. But, for example, Ted Turner, who says that a total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present ideal. Present levels would be ideal. That's what he has to say. Dave Foreman, the co-founder of Earth First, says that reducing our population down to 100 million is one of his three main goals, and he wants to destroy the industrial infrastructure and see wilderness with its full complement of species returning throughout the world. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think Dave Foreman was the person who also said that it will be the animals who roam freely and the human beings in cages, locked in these so-called smart growth cities that they are constructing as I speak by hook or crook, economic collapse. They are not paving roads. They are leveling buildings. This is all part of their agenda. Listen, hang on, Werner. I'm going to keep you over, and then I'm going to take Kevin and Lisa and John. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and I will return.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number. You know, Werner, I'm reading this article. I was reading it while we were on break, and this article actually references this professor of biology at the University of Texas at Austin, Eric Arpianka. Is that the man you were referring to that you were when we were talking with Janet when she was still on with us?
That's what I'm referring to. A couple of nights ago, a lady phoned in, I think it was on Rick Adams' show, and she mentioned this appearance of this in this speech of this, Dr. Piankas.
Okay.
So I looked it up on the internet, and yesterday I was in the next city there, and I had it printed out at home, and then I made a bunch of copies and distributed them around in the city at different businesses and spoke to people, you know, and I got quite a reaction, but none of them were hostile.
Well, you know, this article that I'm referencing here, and it's talking about, and it's very true that this kind of mentality, this mindset is pervasive throughout our entire educational system. Our so-called institutions of higher learning are pushing this propaganda that human beings are evil and that our numbers need to be decreased because we are the ruination of the world. And of course, I think, the seven deadly sins makes up the ruination of the world, not human beings. I think those seven deadly sins play a big role in it, without a doubt. But this is the mindset that's being taught at all the universities, this whole hustle, this whole United Nations Agenda 21 ideology is being pushed. These people are drug pushers. They are pushers. They really are. Werner, I'm going to let you go because I've got a couple other calls. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You got other callers waiting, and but as I say, this is a great source of information. You know, your programs on RBN. And I suggested something this morning. Why not entice some of the students at the universities to sometimes incidentally pipe your program live into the intercom in the cafeteria? So.
Well, you know, I had a lady who had called in, one of the, my listeners who had called me and had said that she puts, she's got the network playing on her cell phone, and she always has it on speaker when she's walking, you know, through the grocery store or whatever, so people are forced to listen to what it is she's listening to, and I thought that was kind of cute. But I want to thank you for calling in, Werner. I always enjoy talking with you. Thanks so much. Let's go to Kevin in Australia. Lisa in Texas, John in Tennessee. I am going to get to you, so don't go away. Hey, Kevin, how you doing today?
Yeah, hi, Maggie. I'm doing well.
What would you like to say?
Okay, firstly, the lady, the guest that you had on was a very interesting person, and what
yes,
she had
is.
To say was absolutely interesting. I hadn't heard that information before.
Well, you know, Kevin, let me interrupt you one second. She's been on my show a couple times previously, so check out the podcasts of she was talking about biological weapons before and also what's happening with guardianships here in this country. But go ahead with what it is you were going to say.
Okay. A couple of points. Firstly, the amount of money that is being spent by America under the table with biological weapons and all manner of weaponry.
Yeah, she mentioned 50 billion. She said 50 billion since 9/11, which is an astronomical number.
Yeah, no, I think that that would be quite reasonable to assume.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not reasonable. I'm just saying just it's incredible.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Now, here's my point. The amount of money that's being spent, the reason for that, one of the reasons might be to knock off some of the population.
Well, why would you be creating something he had no intention of using? What would be the point?
The other reason would be there's a group of people over the other side of the planet called Russians. They're a very intelligent group of people. They have a country that's absolutely filthy rich with minerals and wealth. I mean, it's a massive country. I think it's probably the rest of the world could fit inside of Russia. Now, the people that are causing all the problems are sitting back in a covetous way, rubbing their hands together, working out ways to get their, you know, teeth into the wealth of Russia and increase their own wealth. Now, here's my question. Do you think for one microsecond that the Russian government and the Russian Defense Department and all the rest of it haven't cottoned on to what's going on and haven't cottoned on to the amount of money that's being spent underhandedly in a way that's eventually going to be pointed at them? They are fully aware of what's going on. And my point is that in this game of chess, you not think that they themselves have undertaken steps to effectively take this advantage off the board that these nutcases within America think that they are creating. In other words, the Russians aren't stupid. They've got plenty of money, plenty of resources. If you buy a top-of-the-line jet fighter from America, you pay maybe $100, $200 million for it. You can get a much better machine from Russia for a pittance of that money. And so they can over there, they can do all this research much, much cheaper. They can, you know, make materials of war much, much cheaper because of they've got a massive infrastructure. They've got smart people that and they're getting like $100 a month. So they can do, they can produce a lot more for a lot cheaper.
Ah, so can China, and they're not exactly our friend. Last time I checked, they don't get to vote in China. They don't have free speech in China. So, you know, China's not exactly our friend either, Kevin. You know, and furthermore, the reality here is this is not just the United States, or and it's not the people. It's the handful of globalists who control the game. They control the politicians. They own the multinational corporations, and they also own all the pharmaceutical companies that may have and are involved in creating these biological weapons. So it isn't, in general, the United States. There's a lot of players in this game, and they hail from all over the planet Earth. Kevin, I've got a couple other callers I want to be able to take here today, so I want to thank you for calling. Let's go to Lisa in Texas. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I thought what you said was great, because we have to remember that this is a global issue, not just one country. And thank you for
that.
Just a couple interesting incidents that, you know, don't seem to be interrelated, but I think they would kind of dovetail into what Janet was talking about. First of all, as far as the overpopulation, there is a great website called overpopulationisamyth.com. And there,
okay,
they've done these really cute little 2.5-minute videos illustrating with, backed by you know, statistics, published statistics, that this is a myth. So it's a great website. It's a great website to educate your children as well. It's interesting because my mother, who's 79, cannot get B12 shots. She said the doctor said there's a humongous shortage of B12, which I think is really fascinating. I think that is just very fishy, and I don't know why America, as advanced and wealthy as we are, would have that scenario, unless they're stockpiling it somewhere for, you know, some further use. The other thing that I think is interesting is just in the news a couple days ago, a Serbian ecologist testified at some meeting or some, you know, some event, and came out strongly against GMO and chemtrails. And he subsequently, somebody tried to kill him. And now he is in jail for coming out and speaking about this. I think that's fascinating.
Say that again.
Yes,
say that Serbian, again, Lisa.
You can Google it, a Serbian ecologist.
Okay.
Out, I forget the forum in which he was at. It could have been a governmental forum. Let's see. And he also came out against Codex. He demanded that the Serbian prosecutor declare Serbia a non-GMO zone. And so anyway, he's been arrested for, you know, some reason. Monsanto, they think, is behind this. And he was attempted to take his life and did not succeed, so now he's in jail. So you'll have to check that story out. It's pretty fascinating. And the other thing I think is really weird, and this ties into biological weaponry, is for some strange reason, just recently you may have seen this in the news, some scientists have uncovered, I think you said this video, they've uncovered and been able to, identify and put together the Black Death, the plague virus. Now, why would they do that? That's just very strange. And,
yeah, it wasn't the plague. In fact, I was going to mention that to Janet, but I just didn't get a chance to. It was the flu that killed millions of people worldwide in 1918. That's what it was that they were trying to.
You mean the Spanish flu?
Well, they called it the Spanish flu,
there's another one they just recently, just in the last couple weeks, that they uncovered one of these large plagues that they have, they dug a body up in the UK somewhere, and were able to isolate the virus and, you know, analyze it. And so anyway, I'm a Christian, and I just, you know, you read in the Bible about, I don't want to turn this into a theological debate or study, but it's just interesting that
Lisa, hang on, because we've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang on, Lisa. Hang on, John in Tennessee. I'm getting to you. We'll be back. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodd, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I got a lot of good information on my website, so I suggest you go there and take a look at it. We're talking with Lisa in Texas. Hey, Lisa, go ahead.
Hey, yes. Anyway, you know, it does say in the Bible that, you know, a good portion of humanity will be wiped out by plague. And you would think reading that, oh, come on, now that can't be right. This is, you know, we're so technologically and scientifically advanced. That could never possibly happen unless, you know, it doesn't mention the way it will happen, and there's no reason why it couldn't be, purposely done by human beings. And so I just think that's fascinating. Just something to think about.
No, I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, if you read the book of Revelation, for those people who are Christians and believe what the Bible has to say, the book of Revelation kind of spells out a lot of different things that we're experiencing today. Just the 666 is the mark of the beast and not being able to buy or sell anything. Well, in Louisiana, they said that it was you'd no longer be allowed to use cash to buy secondhand stuff.
That's unbelievable. Have you heard of the new lamppost that their government is partially funding that they're testing out in Farmington Hills, Michigan?
Somebody sent me something, and it probably is, I'm guessing it's related to that, where they're going to be able to have a microphone so that they can talk to you and that stuff. And
yes, not only that, but, you know, record people, you know, talking. They can broadcast. It's very 1984. I just finished rereading that book recently, and I just thought, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The modern version of that, but the company is very nervous about the YouTube video. They they put out talking about all the wonderful DHS, you know, utilization that can happen with this wonderful product. And
I watched that. Somebody had sent it to me. I watched it, and then, in fact, they had sent me another article today saying that it was taken down off of YouTube because, of course, they don't want us to know what ability they have to spy on us and monitor us. In fact, I was going down the highway yesterday, and they were installing cameras above the red light. I really don't understand. It is a naivete to the nth degree of people in this country to really believe that if they spy on you, that makes you safer.
Well, that's total Tavistock Institute conditioning, which we've been under for quite some time now. Meg, I really think, and this will be my last point, I really think that they're able to get away with this kind of stuff because there is, you know, the distraction of the mayhem that's going on in the economies and politically. It keeps people afraid. It keeps people distracted and paying attention to, you know, the economy and the wars, and they forget to pay attention to some of the finer details and really keep their radars up regarding small things like this that add up to very big things in the long run. So
I know.
Thank you for doing all you do. Thank you for also making me feel better. Last week you said that you can't help it that you are obsessed by Agenda 21, and I thought, oh my gosh, somebody else, thank you.
Oh, well, there's several of us out there. In fact, a buddy of mine down in Texas, Justin, is obsessed by it as well. So you're not alone down in Texas, Lisa. There's other people down there obsessed too. So I don't know. I think once you realize the enormity of it and what it really means for humanity, I don't know how you cannot become obsessed by what it is that these evil, evil people are planning on doing. It's just...
Well, I call it the silent killer. Nobody knows that it's happening. And it's like a cancer that grows very slowly until one day you realize it's inextricable. And it happens, but the beauty of it, too, is that you can fight it on a local level. You can't march to Washington and demand that they eradicate the Federal Reserve. You can't do that, but you can go to your city council meetings and say, enough of this. We are not doing this, sustainable development, Marxist, utopian UN agenda anymore.
I've been down to D.C. at different times for, to try to meet the politicians to get them to pay attention. They don't listen. They could care less.
Nope.
They could care less. It's a big joke. They have some flunky, their assistant in the office, who says, you want a cookie? And, he can't meet with you right now, but I'll be glad to give him a message for you. What would you like me to tell him? And blah, blah, blah. It's just a big hustle. It's a joke. Save your gas. Stay home and fight it locally. You're exactly right.
Thanks, Maggie.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it. Hey, let's go to, we have John in Tennessee. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi,
John.
Maggie.
Hi, John. How you doing?
To Lisa and Kevin, I understand exactly what they're saying, and no, we don't want to turn this into theological, but I would say this. And this is directed for you too, Maggie. Those that have eyes, let them see. Those that have ears, let them hear. It's unfortunate that so many people have vision. They can see, the television set and the newspaper, but Maggie, they're blind. They do not see.
They can participate,
but they're blind.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who is retired. I don't know how old she is. I'm going to say maybe 65, 66, somewhere around there. Anyway, I was talking to her about her grandchildren, and her response to me was that every generation has their cross to bear, so to speak. Hang on, John, because we got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Arthur and Georgia, I'll grab you as well. Don't go away. Hang on, John. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. I got a lot of good information, especially the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Go there. Start reading. And the recommended links that I have on there as well, I think I've got them all duplicated under that one tab. I'm not sure. I can't keep track of all this stuff. There's just too much stuff to know, and my head is not that big to be able to stuff it all in there. Anyway, John in Tennessee, when we had gone to break, I was telling you about a woman friend of mine, a lady friend of mine, and I had said to her, well, what about your kids? And she says, she had said, and you know, about, well, every generation has its cross to bear, so to speak. And of course, if you were unaware of what it is we're aware of, John, then you would think that way. Because, you know, you could say the people who were alive during the Civil War, well, maybe that was their cross to bear. And the same with the American Revolution or, you know, the World War One, or, you know, any of the different catastrophes and man-caused or natural that have happened over the ages. Of course, everyone could say, well, you know, I guess that's just, you know, just each generation has their cross to bear. But it is interesting, you know, you referenced that, I don't know, where is it, Matthew or something, he who has ears, let him hear. And people don't want to hear, John. They would rather think it's just a generational thing. You know what I mean?
Let me say this. And I hope I can get this out because it is so important. I can tie it.
Well, you can't have an hour to do it. Let me put it to you that way, John.
Just a couple minutes is all.
All right.
But here's the thing, Maggie. You know, we hear about history repeating itself. Yes, it's similar. The names have changed. The events changed a little bit. But it's the same old plan. So let me say this. You go back to Genesis chapter 6, and I'm not going to go into dissertation, but if people will actually understand other than in English, take the Hebrew, Genesis chapter 6, and translate the words that appear, and you'll see things like the Gibeon, things like the fallen ones in the Greek, the earthborn, and understand that in the Old Testament, when Nebuchadnezzar tried to force, you know, certain individuals to eat the king's food, others rejected, and they said, no, we don't want to eat the king's food. It's not right for us. Maggie, I'm convinced that we are eating the king's food, that the king, that these people are not like you and I and Lisa and Kevin and other, quote, human beings. They are not the same, folks. They're not the same. They're related to the Nephilim. Now, as strange as it sounds, we're being forced to eat the genetically modified, quote, king's food. When someone, you know, when if you believe in the creation, God created a tomato perfect, but yet we've looked at it and we said we can improve on the creation of the creator, so we're going to make a better boy or a big boy or a beefsteak. We're drinking. And look at these drinks that are supposed to be energetic, you know, like Monster and Venom and Viper and Turbo Fuel and Red Bull. What does it do? It gives you wings and Sobe, you know, the lizard in the, on the can. They're telling us what they're doing, Maggie, and people are so naive. And you and I and Kevin and Lisa and others are called conspiracy nuts. Hey, get your tinfoil hat out. John's on the phone.
Yeah, right.
They're telling us what we're doing, what they're doing, they're telling us.
I know that's not, they're hiding in plain sight.
Well, they've marginalized you and I and others to the point where we're not cases, but we are the ones speaking truth. Others have bought into the lie. So what's their doom? Their doom is unless they let that great physician touch their ears and touch their eyes and give them spiritual vision, give them spiritual hearing, the Holy Spirit give them spiritual understanding, lead them to life of not only hell on earth, but eternal damnation. And it's something that's hard to hear. And no one, you know, they say, well, John's preaching. Well, you know what? That's my commission, is to tell the truth about the gospel, about what's going on in Washington, D.C., about who these people are. Why are there images of goat's heads? And why are there, you know, what is witchcraft? What is Hollywood? What is, you know, the top selling movie of all times, Harry Potter. It's all about demonic, satanic, Luciferian, and we've got something coming up here in a couple days. Maybe happy Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween. Don't say Merry Christmas, but you can say happy Halloween to, you know, to the devil, to the child sacrifice, to all the rest of it.
Well, on
you
that note, John,
understand what's going on.
I'm going to say sayonara, John. I'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Thanks for calling, John. I appreciate it. Let's go to Arthur in Georgia. Hi, Arthur.
Good morning, ladies.
Well, there's only me, so there's only one lady here now. So anyway, how are you, Arthur? What's going on?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. I was kind of, when you were talking about the plague that was discovered, I had remembered hearing something a couple years back about that, so I jumped back on the Internet here real quick to try to look it up, and I was going to ask her if she was referring to, if I can pronounce this correctly, the Bartonella rochlimae, which was discovered in a patient with an enlarged spleen who had traveled to South America. And I was wondering.
Well, Lisa had called, and that was an earlier caller who was talking about some plague, but I believe it was on a cadaver, somebody who was dead. It wasn't on a living patient. It was,
Well, that was
on somebody who had died that they had.
Okay, that was going to be my question, because I remembered hearing about this plague that was, this was in, like I said, in 2008, and I was wondering if maybe that was it. All right, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. We allow those kinds of things here.
Well, you know, you don't know unless you ask. And I was
curious
if that's what she was talking about.
Yeah, no, I believe that she was talking, I believe, if I understood her correctly. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I was wrong. I think it was August 28th, 1996. I was wrong. There's a couple other times out there I was wrong, too, but I don't have them committed to memory, Arthur.
I hear you. All right, Ms. Rodden, you have a wonderful day, and great show again, as usual.
Oh, thank you, Arthur. I appreciate it. Hey, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to give us your commentary, you are certainly allowed to do that. We allow free speech here on this network because freedom, listen, the truth will set you free. Freedom is the name of the game. That's what I'm all about here, telling the truth. So anyway, I'm going to go back to referencing a couple of points in this article I was talking about earlier. The article entitled From 7 Billion People to 500 Million People, The Sick Population Control Agenda of the Global Elite, and the UN, oh, that illustrious body, the UN, has officially designated October 31st as 7 Billion Day. How do you like that, kids? 7 Billion Day, October 31st, which, of course, is Halloween. And on that day, the UN is estimating that the population of the Earth will hit 7 billion for the first time. And, of course, they're using that day to focus awareness and to raise awareness on, of course, sustainability. And if you hear sustainability all the time, it's like breathing. Now they're talking about sustainability. Well, in order to be able to sustain things, a lot of us need to die. In their book, anyway, a lot of us need to die. They want to get rid of, about 90% of us. And it's absolutely necessary for the good of the planet, they say. They're going to stabilize the population by killing us off. In fact, I'm surprised I don't have that caller who typically calls in, I don't remember her name, to talk about, how wonderful this is. And it's just a wonderful thing. This, what did she refer to it as? I can't think of what she told me. She called it, and I was thinking about it. Renaissance, I believe that was. Renaissance. I think it was Renaissance sustainability. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But anyway, what she really was referring to is the number of people who were alive at that time. So it's really not a renaissance. I don't know. Isn't that kind of a renewal? It really referred to the number of people who were alive, which at that time was about 500 million people, which is exactly where they want to take us to now. So I don't know how much of a renaissance that would be. But let's see, what else do they tell us here? As we approach it, October 31st, 7 billion day, there's going to be dozens of articles appearing in newspapers all over the globe that are declaring what a horrible thing it is that we are up to 7 billion people. Don't you like that? I bet you there's going to be a lot of little commentaries happening all across the land, all in our schools, you know, with the little kindergartners and pre-K, and maybe they can, you know, draw some pictures of how evil cars are, and maybe if there's a picture of Mommy and Daddy holding Junior's hand, well, maybe they can put a circle with a line through that, too, like that's a bad thing, too. You know, families are a bad thing, having kids are a bad thing, that whole kind of thing, you know, to fall in line with this, you know, you need to decrease the world's population. And I, of course, think that the people who think this, maybe they should start with themselves. That's my suggestion to them, that they all bail right now. We could get rid of them, and that would solve a lot of the world's problems, I think, if we just got rid of them. They should just volunteer to take the pipe and be the first ones who do that. That's what I think. So let's see. What else does it say in this wonderful article on how they want to kill off most of us? Of course, they mentioned the Georgia Guidestones here, which says we should maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Ooh, that balance again. What else can I read to you here, kids? Oh, Mikhail Gorbachev. Now, he's a wonderful man, and you all know who he is, right? Mikhail Gorbachev thinks that reducing the global population by 90% would be just about right. He says we must speak more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion, about values that control population, because the ecological crisis, in short, is the population crisis. Cut the population by 90%, and there aren't enough people left to do a great deal of ecological damage. Now think of that. But see, most of the time, though, the global elite, these elitists, such as Mikhail Gorbachev and, you know, these other dirtballs who are whose claim to fame is they consider themselves the global elitist, that they walk a foot above us and, well, they're necessary and we're not. They like to use terms like reduction of fertility rates, quality of life, and sustainable development. They don't really talk about how they really want to take us out. Not too often, anyway. They don't like to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. Anyway, let's see. What else do some of these people say here? What do they have to say? All environmental and many economic and social problems are easier to solve with fewer people and ultimately impossible with ever more. Well, you know, I don't know. I know the one girl who called in. Overpopulation is a myth.com. I'm going to have to check out that website. But I think the problem that's impeding our ability to solve different problems is these people, these globalists who are standing in the way of our solving a lot of different problems, don't you think? And, of course, they say now they do try to play to our self-interest here. They say it. He also says that if we reduce, this is Roger Martin from The Guardian, which I guess is a newspaper. He says that if we reduce the population, it will mean better lives for all of the rest of us. So there you go. Let's get a little bit greed in there. You know, we could all have cars, do you think? No, of course, that's not the case. We can't all have cars. They want us out of our cars, so that's not the truth. Could we all have more meat to eat? No, we couldn't have more meat to eat either because meat is unsustainable, and we got to get rid of the methane-producing cows, so no, we won't be having more meat to eat. Well, will we live in a cool, comfortable environment where we'll be cool in the summertime when it's 100 degrees and very humid and warm in the wintertime when it's 30 below or, you know, 30 degrees out? No, we won't have that either because air conditioning at home and at work is unsustainable. And we know with the smart meters, they want to control our supply of electricity. Excuse me. So we're not going to be as warm as we want. We're not going to just be able to bask in the glory of having our thermostat on in our houses for as long as we like because that's just unfair and unjust. So we can't do that. No. So let's see. How else will we have a better life? Let's see. Refrigeration. Well, that's not sustainable either. And, let's see. Pavement's not sustainable. Well, there's a lot of things that aren't sustainable, actually. Lots of things. So I don't know how much of a better life we're all really going to be having. I kind of like the life we can have today, and I'd like the other people in the world who don't have an opportunity for this to have the opportunity. And if we could get these evil globalists out of the way, I bet you we could make that happen for them, and we wouldn't see human beings who are like stick figures crawling on their hands and knees being starved to death by these global elitists, because that really is what it boils down to now, kids, isn't it? Isn't it really them that are doing this to the rest of humanity? Isn't it? Isn't it those evil bankers who control the money supply and control the economies throughout the world? Yeah, I think that these people are the ones that play a significant role in what's wrong and the images that we see of people starving to death. Living corpses, please, I can't take them. I can't take these liars anymore. I really can't. Anyway, I've got a couple callers. Let me grab Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, we've got a couple minutes before we hit the break, the final break. How are you, Chris?
It's a beautiful day when truth is being spoken on the Internet.
Yes, I would agree with you. Just the Internet, you know. We're on a lot of stations. Our latest one is in 5,000-watt station there in Dallas, kiddo. So this isn't just going out via the Internet anymore.
Oh, and thank God got the broadcast going in Dallas, Texas, where the Texans, where they're victimized by their governor, Rick Perry, that pretend conservative, can get some truth so they know what's really going on.
I know, right? Of course, I think between you and I and the lamppost, Chris, I have a feeling good old Ricky, as Josh Stadtmiller calls him, and I get a kick out of that. Good old Ricky, I think good old Ricky Perry knows exactly what's going on. I think he is one of the shills for the global elitists, if you ask me.
Absolutely. His Muslim friend, Ali Khan, is one of the globalists that he moves and shakes with, along with Soros and some of the others, a.k.a. Georgie Schwartz. But this morning, you had a great guest on here with Janet Palin.
Yeah.
ties directly to yesterday's broadcast that Deanna Hespingola had on with Patrick M. Wood of the AugustForecast.com, where he was speaking about the technocrats, the global elites of science, of different science disciplines. I would call them the tribal scientists, and the tribe of ball, that is, who are concocting all these different technological scientific schemes. Hear the music.
They are schemers. Listen, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Chris, hang on. I'll give you a minute. When we come back, I'm going to grab Tim in Wisconsin, and then that'll be the end of the show. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And this is the final segment of the show before the fat lady sings. Chris, go ahead. You've got a minute to finish your point. One minute.
The scientific technologies are being used as the weapons of war in this new form of war that's being prosecuted against the world by the global elite, the technocrats, the humanist technocrats. They use medicine, science, computers, medicine, bioterrorism, food, air, water. They're all being used as weapons to destroy a large segment of the population to prosecute their evil agenda.
I agree.
Listen to yesterday's show from Deanna, today's show from you, and check out the associated sites that were spoken of on there. and you'll see there is a direct connection of an overall picture that ties this all together.
Chris, I've got another caller I want to take real quickly. Chris, I will thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you've got a minute to get to your point. How are you, Tim?
Good. The thing that I remember from Mark Passio on What on Earth is Happening on Oracle that I thought would be good for everyone to remember is, according to natural law, that we don't have, none of us has a right to do violence, you know, to any other, you know, human being. But he also said that that, you know, if anyone, you know is threatening, you know, our lives, our and well-being and stuff, that then we do have the right to use force necessary to put down that attack, and sure that that may have to be, you know, what may otherwise be thought of as violence, you know, like the use of a gun or some, you know, to put down that attack. But he was talking about how according to natural law that then it's not really engaging in violence. It's just then using force necessary to put down that attack, and that's
well,
and that's the way it is. That's that also includes, you know, with this government that I thought it would be good for everyone to remember that we all have the right to, you know, use you know, force necessary to put down that attack from them.
Well, you have a right to self-defense, Tim. You have a right to defend yourself and to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and property and all those other things. You have a right to be alive. Tim, I want to thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, everybody, my guest today for the first hour was Janet Phelan. Her website, janetphelan.com. She does have a lot of great articles there, so definitely take a look and check it out. If you haven't done so, please do so. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to Janet's on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. Lots of good information on my website. I'm linking to a lot of smart cookies out there, and you know I love smart cookies. They're the best kind, don't you think? Anyway, listen, everybody. You just got to keep your chin up. Better days are coming. It is what it is, and we're going to fight back. We're going to just keep redistributing the truth one word at a time. Hopefully more people will start to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, where we are redistributors of the truth. And they will help us redistribute the truth. Listen, if you tell one other person what it is you heard here, and they tell one other person, and so forth, on and so forth, you know how quickly that'll spread. The truth will spread just as rapidly as a wildfire. Listen, everybody, chin up. Better days are coming. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. Deanna Spingola is on after me, so hang in there, everybody. Don't change to that dial, and I'll be back tomorrow, so don't lose heart. Better days are coming.
Get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Somewhere.